Hi everyone, today is March 31st, 2024, and this is the Duels. That's been your podcast for Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. My name is Green Ranger. A lot of stuff going on this week. We have the Duelist Road Hope for the Future event, where we get two new cards. We unlock Sherry with her level up rewards and her duel skills. Nothing good there. And the new main box, Striker Expansion, which introduces a few notable archetypes. Go over the URs and SRs there. And Mission Circuit with one new card. Just as a reminder, you can get this podcast anywhere you hear a podcast. Search Duel Links Podcast, Duel Assessment Podcast. And all of the old episodes are available on WordPress, duelassessment.wordpress.com. So, yeah, my week, I really don't remember what is going on anymore. I've been doing this Duelist Road event in Duel Links, unlock the character right away, and just playing through the event. I've been collecting a lot of gems. I think I'm pretty much at the maximum capacity at this point. I haven't bought through this new box yet. I'm not fully convinced about this box, honestly, but nor do I really want to play the archetypes unless they're actually good. Some new notable archetypes in this box, so we'll talk about that later. Master Duels, pretty much the same thing. They have a new campaign there that they don't have here. A lot of giveaways again. You know, new box releases and things like that, but nothing. I think they're hitting a phase in Master Duels where there's no events. There's like no events for a little bit, so they're trying to retool there. I think I've been pulled away because baseball started, so I've been watching some games and stuff like that, so haven't played as much games. It kind of goes hand in hand things. When there's nothing going on, I'll play more games, and stuff's going on, I'll play less. So that's where we're at. So I'm going to look at some tournaments really quickly. From what I understand, something weird is going on in Duel Links where we're reverting to a meta of old. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but after a while, we were dominated by a certain deck. So, I'm just gonna pull up some tournaments. I hope everyone is healthy. Let's look at the Tournament of Power first. And you see a lot of Blue Eyes representation here. Shiranui, that's kind of the meta right now. Zombies are an emerging deck. I hate the layout of this graphic, but whatever. First place, the Seba. Red Eyes Undead Reborn Zombie. I know there's a Red Eyes in the text, but that's really just one Synchro Monster. So, you know, this is a new skill where it's like you have to have level 4 or lower Zombie Monster, so all of your guys are pretty much level 4 except for the ones that come out of the graveyard. There's a few exceptions there. Send two level 6 or lower zombies from your hand to the graveyard, then set a Zombie Reborn, which is, I guess, Monster Reborn with zombies, from outside your deck, so you get a free card, and send Red Eyes Zombie Dragon Lord from your extra deck to the graveyard. So that's cool, because you pretty much get to play the Red Eyes Zombie Lord with the Zombie Reborn you get, so you could just avoid the entire Synchro Summon condition. That's really what this skill does. So, deck itself, two Shang-Chi, the Spirit Owl, three Mizuki, one Shiranui Squire. It's a one-off here. Uni Zombie, two copies. Al Ghul Mizera, another high-level card to dispose of. Three Samurai Skull, one Mad Mauler, one Gold Sarcophagus, three Burial from a Different Dimension, and three Effect Veiler. Burial from Different Dimension is interesting because the deck does a lot of self-banish. The different Synchro Monsters do banish, so really you get to recycle all your materials there. And this deck doesn't really run back row because this isn't really a real back row card. Extra deck, we have Red Eyes Zombie Dragon Lord, which is from the skill, obviously. Skeletal Dragon Felgrand, Immortal Dragon, Shirinui Sun Saga, Nightmare Unicorn, Yuki Onna the Icicle, Avendrid Savior, and Vampire Sucker. So, this box has like a few pieces, you know, from the last mini box, the zombie box, obviously, but Mizuki from the Pachyon set. Yeah, very nice. A very nice deck. The zombies are pretty cheap because you could just get one of each of the extra deck guys. But just spreads a lot of different boxes. That's what's tough to cover about this set. Second place, Jesse Million, Shirinui style successor. Shirinui. So this is another zombie deck, but pure Shirinui. Two Gozuki, three Mizuki, three Solitaire, two Squires, three Skullmeisters, that's a tech card. One copy of Samurai, one copy of Spirit Master, two Shirinui Spectral Sword Shade, two Gold Sarkoff, two Ghost Girl, Ghost Meets Girl, Shirinui Story, two Book of Life. Extra deck, Squire Saga, Doom Kaiser Dragon, Nightmare Unicorn, Shirinui Skill Saga Supremacy, Yuki Onna the Icicle, Hilta the Fire Charmer Ablaze, Vampire Sucker, and Nightmare Phoenix. Top 4, Redson Garcia, Legend of Heroes Tenyi. Deck's still around. 3 Ashuna, 2 Vishuda, 3 Adhara, 1 Mapura, 1 Nahada, 2 Shitana. 1 Flawless Perfection of the Tenyi, 2 Vessel for Dragon Cycle, 3 Heavenly Dragon Cycle, and 2 DD Crow. And top 4, Jason, Photon Dragon Advent, Galaxy Eyes. 1 Galaxy Brave, 3 Galaxy Eyes, Photon Dragon, 2 Galaxy Soldier, 2 Photon Orbital, 3 Photon Vanisher, 3 Galaxy Knight, 1 Galaxy Eyes Cloud Dragon, 2 Trade-In, 1 Galaxy Expedition, and 2 DD Crow. Another deck that does not run back row. They just have such powerful extra deck monsters that they don't need further cards. In the interest of time, we're going to move on to the Duel Links meta power rankings. As mentioned before, Blue Eyes deck is the top tier deck, but I don't really know why. I'm just going to take a look at the tier list quickly and see what is up with Blue Eyes. So just looking at a sample deck, yeah, there's nothing crazy. They just have the Ultimate Fusion. I guess they're using Battle Chronicle. Oh, I see. So it's like the Chronicle Magician set. I don't expect this trend to last too long, honestly. This Blue Eyes situation here. It's like nothing crazy going on, but they're the top tier one deck, 35.5. Shirinui at 28.8.5. Tier 2 Galaxy Photons up to 21.5. Mayakashi apparently still around 20. The zombie deck is growing at 20. Tier 3 we have Tenyi at 13.5. Live Twins at 6. Tachyons have fallen off the tier list finally. And so have U-Bells. And Rush Duels is a mess, so there's really no point tracking archetypes at this point. They just have Royal Rebels at tier 2, and that's it. Like, it's like every deck is mashed up. Best cards, different packages. No deck is really falling under a certain category anymore, so really no point tracking Rush Duels until decks become their own. They have archetypes. I guess it could be that's what Rush's identity is, that there are no archetypes. So it's very possible. But it's hard to track it for these numbers. Okay, so the main event this week is Duelist Road Hope for the Future. It's been going on for most of this week, but you just go through the 5D storyline. I think this is the main storyline where he defeats Z1. But Bruno's storyline gets resolved. Gary's gets resolved. think the last piece came out today, so I'll see what's up, but pretty sure Yusei wins in the end. So two cards. These are Sherry archetype cards, which isn't a very good archetype. First card's Floral Shield. This is a trap. When an opponent's monster declares an attack, target the attacking monster and negate the attack. If you do, draw a card. Not a bad card. It's a one card negate attack. So normally negate attack would end the whole turn. This is on one card. It's a target effect, so it won't work against cards that resist targets. So those are all bad, but then you get to draw a card. So that's nice. This is like a stall draw card. It makes it perfect for a deck like Exodia, where they're searching for the pieces where they like to draw cards. So does some stall, does some draw, which has a place. Now, it is a battle phase only trap, which makes it less good than the non-battle phase traps, which can disrupt you in the main phase. So that's really the problem here, where it could get destroyed before the battle phase, or if things can hit through the battle phase, like an ancient gear monster, they can hit through the battle phase. This card won't work at all. So, there's a certain place for this card. I think it would be for an Exodia deck, something like that, where they're trying to draw the best card. I think you'll see a little bit of play. It's not like a really bad card, but it's okay. It's a good card, but it's more niche than every player will run this card. It's not at that level. Another card, Noble Knight's Shield Bearer. This is a light level 4 warrior, 800 attack, 1300 defense. If this is a normal special summon, you can banish a light monster from your graveyard. Draw a card. You can banish this from the hand or field. Add a level 6 or lower wind beast from your deck to your hand. You can use this effect once per turn and once that turn. So these are not the regular Noble Knights. There's a few of these different cards. This is this archetype with Sherry with Fleurs. This Noble Knight Shield Bearer can tutor a few wind beasts. They're these horses. Horse of the Floral Knights. There's some other cards. White Horse of the Floral Knights. There's different cards there. But they all try to fuse into Centaur or Mina or something, and then that becomes a Synchro Monster. So a lot of different setup here. Now, this card notably tutors a card called Hop Ear Squadron, which is not in Duel Links. It's a pretty good card, but that's something to consider down the line, where it could tutor Hop Ear Squadron, so it's good. But other than that, this isn't that great. This whole archetype isn't great. Centaur Mina is kind of like you require Horse of the Floral Knights and Noble Knights Spearholder, so that's not even the Shield Bearer, so it's a very broken archetype. All right, so we get the character Sherry after the first playthrough, so it's a very easy unlock. Unfortunately, her level up rewards and skills kind of suck, so we'll go through them. New character is a new character, and this is a character that we've been waiting for quite a bit of time. I think her character, there was like a model that came out 2 years ago or something, so it's been a long-running tease, but we finally get a new character here. So, level up rewards. Where the hell? Oh, here it is. Okay. So there's 5 cards, and 2 of them are repeats. Chain Clothes, repeated card, no one plays that. Imitation, repeated card, no one plays that. So there's 3 new ones. For Dreams, trap card. Tribute a warrior you control, then target a warrior you control. It cannot be destroyed by battle or destroyed by battle while face up on the field. It's a pretty bad card. The fact that it's a trap and then your guy can't be destroyed by battle, it's more of a defensive card where your opponent's attacking and you tribute one to protect the other. and it can't get destroyed by battle. That's really it. Very clunky card. There's so many other forms of removal right now that this is kind of obsolete. This would have been good back in the day when it was just monsters battling each other, but now that you can remove things, it's not very good. So, and the fact that you have to tribute someone to do it, like a card like Ballista Squad, or is so much better than this. So, yeah, not a very good card. Next card's Fleur the Vertigious. This is a trap. When a monster is special summoned to your opponent's field in a face-up spell, field spells on the field, target one of them and banish it. So this is a situational banish where you have to have a field spell, or your opponent has a field spell. Now, compare this to a card like Karma Cut or anything that banishes like that. This has no cost. The cost is really just having a field spell. So this is playable in decks where you start off with a field spell. So any dual skill where you set a field spell, this is a free one-on-one removal. It is a target effect on a monster. They could play multiple monsters and you could just hit them. So, not a bad card. Yeah, I think this is probably her best card. Again, only playable in decks where you start off with a skill that has a field spell on the board. That's really where you make the most use of this card. And Soulbinding Gate. This is a field spell. To activate this card, you must control no monsters, and a set spell or trap you control must be destroyed by a card effect this turn. During the main phase, if exactly one monster with less attack than your life points is summoned, and you have Z1 in your graveyard, destroy that monster. If you do, take 400 damage and inflict 400 damage to your opponent. So this is a classic example of an anime card. This card has no use but to serve the purpose of an anime, which is 5Ds. And it has to do with Z1, which is also a character. It's a little confusing. Z1 is the guy in the machine who is Yusei in the future or whatever. Then they fight each other. Sherry had the card Z1 or whatever. And it's hella confusing. But Z1 is not a good card because you just have to destroy it and then you get a field spell back from the graveyard or something like that. And this serves no purpose. This field spell cannot be activated normally. You have to have no monsters and then you destroy your own spark trap, which is Z1. This is like stupid. Like there's no purpose of this being a card, but it is. So there we have it. Now we'll get to five of Sherry's dual skills. I think only one of them is good. Let's get to it. Card of Origin Z1, again. Activates at the beginning of your first turn. Set a Z1 from outside of your deck to your field, but you cannot activate the effect of Z1 this turn. It doesn't even matter, because Z1 has no ability, where it's like it has to be destroyed to get a field spell or a continuous spell back to the hand. So again, this is to fit the old anime thing with Z1. It's not a good skill. Now, the useful skill we could have is Draw Sense Tutor. This skill can be used if your deck contains 9 or more monsters. Can be used before your normal draw each time your life points decrease by 1,000. One of the cards from your normal draw's turn will be a random tuner. So this is useful for synchro decks. I believe this is the first Draw Sense Tutor skill, so there's a benefit there. Especially a card that's like a very good tutor, you can make good use of this. Like, I know the zombie deck wouldn't use this because they have a better Red Eyes Zombie Dragon Lord skill or whatever, but if you need, you know, like a tutor, this is a pretty good skill, I think. Graceful Blade. This skill can be used once per turn. On the turn you use the skill, you cannot special summon any monsters except Synchron, Tutors, and Noble Knight monsters with 800 attack. Send a Noble Knight Spear Holder from your hand to the graveyard. Then set Polymerization from outside your deck to your field. And then send a Fleur Synchron from outside your deck to the graveyard. Then add a Noble Knight monster with 800 attack or a Fleurette the Fleur from your deck or graveyard to your hand. So this is all the setup for Centaur Mina. Basically, this skill looks like it's going to be good because any of these skills that do all this stuff are typically good, but it's for an archetype that's not. So, send a Spear Holder from your hand to graveyard. You have to be running Spear Holder. Then set Polymerization. You get a free Polymerization. Then send a Fleur Synchron. This is kind of to make Baron the Fleur. Baron the Fleur. And then you can add a Noble Knight Monster or a Fleurette the Fleur. This is a equip spell. Not very good. Yeah. This is not a good archetype. Now this is an interesting skill. Noble White Lily. A skill can be used once per duel. Can be used if your opponent controls a monster. You can control Chevalier the Fleur. Add Baron the Fleur to your extra deck. So this is the only way you can get this card. Probably one of the best cards in Master Duels. And Chevalier isn't that bad either. Chevalier is level 8. You have to use Fleur Synchron though. When your opponent activates a spell or trap, you can negate the activation destroyed. So this is a light version of Baron the Fleur. They're actually the same character. I didn't know that, but they are. And once you get Baron the Fleur, that's pretty good. So I think the skill is worth playing if you want to play Baron the Fleur. There is a deck that runs it with Synchrons and stuff. Try it out. Yeah, this deck runs Noble White Lily. They have Quick Draw Synchron. They have Mecha Phantom Beast O-Lion, Dotscaper, Cyburst Gadget, Backup Secretary, Mind Control, Signet Mining, and Tuning. That's really it. But you try to get Chevalier the Fleur out, activate the skill, and you can work your way towards Baron the Fleur. Notably, Baron the Fleur does not require Fleur Synchron. But this deck doesn't run Fleur Synchron either, so I don't know how it works. Anywho, it's an interesting skill if you want to play Baron the Fleur that bad. Finally, the Revolution is Nigh. This skill's second effect can be used once per duel. At the start of the duel, add a Chevalier the Fleur to your extra deck. And then can be used before your normal draw if your life points are 3,000 or below. One of the cards from your normal draw this turn will be Fleur Synchron from your deck. So this is kind of working your way toward Baron the Fleur, but then at the same time, this skill is useless because Noble White Lily is the only skill that can give you access to Baron the Fleur. This one would be a little better if Baron the Fleur was an obtainable card, but it's not. So this really just gives you a free Chevalier the Fleur, and then you get a free... You have to run Fleur Synchron here anyways, but a little confusing, but not good skill either. So yeah, Sherry, she has Draw Sense Tuner. That's something. Noble White Lily gives you access to Baron the Fleur, and that's really it. Okay, now let's get to the new main box, Striker Expansion. This notably gives access to Sky Strikers. That's a new archetype here. Some support for Fleur, Shooting Star, TGs, new archetype Ogdoadic, that's hard to pronounce, and some odds and ends, Dream Mirrors, random stuff. Let's get to it. SRs, URs and SRs, main box, one UR, two SRs in each box. Sky Striker Ace Ray, Dark Level 4 Warrior, 1500, 1500. Quick effect, tribute this card. Special summon a Sky Striker Ace monster from your extra deck to the extra monster zone. While this is in the graveyard of a face up Sky Striker, Ace Link monster is destroyed by battle or leaves the field because of an opponent card effect, you can special summon this card. So this is a very... We made an anime of this archetype, actually, so it's interesting. This is a card you'll probably need three of, and Sky Strikers work off quick play spells and different spells. I think the thing is that she gets into the machine, which is the Shizuku, or the armor. And that's like the armor gets destroyed, she becomes herself again, I guess. So that's what the mechanic is based off. But this is like an automatic link summon because that's what's cool about it. You can kind of get by anything. They dodge a lot, so this is like a quick effect. You can dodge an effect on this card. So never really activate a target on Sky Striker Ace Ray because then she becomes the link monster and then you effectively waste an effect on disrupting this card when you couldn't. So this is a card that you can punch out of the graveyard, so that's nice if you wanted to do that. But it's an archetype that's pretty fair in my opinion. Once they have all their tools, they're pretty powerful, I think. But very fair archetype. Nothing crazy going on. But this is a card you probably need three of if you want to play Sky Strikers. Now the form she gets into, Sky Striker Ace Shizuku, Water, Link 1 Machine, 1500 attack Link 1. Monsters your opponent controls lose 100 attack and defense for each spell in your graveyard. Once per turn during the end phase, if this is special summoned this turn, you can add a Sky Striker spell from your deck to your hand with a name different from the ones in your graveyard. So really the goal is to stack different Sky Striker cards, spells, kind of like different weapons. So it's good to run like one of each and then buy a couple more of the better ones so that you could debuff your opponent's monster. The Sky Striker spells themselves have different effects, so it could work even more powerfully, but this is just 1500 attack and then debuffs your opponent. So, like I said, very fair archetype. And if this gets destroyed or sent somewhere else, and the Ray comes back from the graveyard. Alright, other cards. So, Jay the Fleur, I can't speak French, notably. Dark, level 8, spellcaster, 2900 attack, 0 defense. You can target one monster you control and one card on the field. Special summon this card from your hand, and if you do, destroy them. If this is sent from the field to the graveyard, you can target one other monster in your graveyard, shuffle it to the deck, then add a level 1 plant monster from your deck to your, or graveyard to your hand. This is a pretty good card. Just for the first effect alone. Like, you could pop your own card and then, like, a back row your opponent has, and then you get special summon a level 8 with 2900. This card kind of screams OTK to me, because your opponent just has one back row. You can pop that, and then you could set yourself up to destroy your opponent, because this card is 2900 attack. That's pretty good for a game or speed duels where you have 4000 life points. So, really, this is an OTK card. Like, I can't see this any other way. Now, this has some plant synergy where you could get a level 1 plant back. That's the secondary effect, but the first effect alone makes this playable in a lot of different decks. This card could be splashed in different decks. Any very aggressive strategy. It's also a level 8, so if you want to do rank 8 stuff, then this could be a quick summon for that. I think this is a very nice card. I want to see if this is seeing play already, but it doesn't seem to be in any decks. Shooting Star Dragon TGX. This is Wind level 10 Dragon Synchro. Requires a Tuner Synchro and a Non-Tuner Synchro. 3,300, 2,500. When a monster effect is activated that targets a monster you control, quick effect, banish a Tuner from your graveyard. Negate the activation. If you do, destroy the card. And then you can use each of these effects once per turn. When an opponent's Moxer declares an attack, you can negate the attack. During the opponent's turn, if this card's in your graveyard, tribute two Synchro Moxers and summon this card. So this is another anime card where Bruno does the Delta Excel summon, which so it's like, I'm going to Synchro summon a Moxer with three Synchro summons. So each of the materials is a Synchro. There's a Tuner Synchro and a Non-Tuner Synchro. And then you make this level 10. So, big cost. Three Synchro Summons in one card. That makes a very powerful monster here. Negate and destroy when there's a target on you. So, that's very powerful on a monster target effect. Negate and destroy. And then you can negate an attack if your opponent declares an attack. And then when this is in your graveyard, you can tribute two Synchro Monsters and summon it again. So this is similar to Barret Baronne de Fleur. Level 10 Synchro, big attack, negates and destroys. Very powerful card if you can pull it off. That's all I could say. Next card is an archetype that's new with, they're all gold and black cards, so I like that there's a theme there. Nunu the Ogdoadic Remnant, light level 4, reptile 00. You can send this card from your hand to the graveyard, send a dark reptile from your deck to the graveyard. If you control no monsters, or if you control an Ogdoadic monster, you can special summon this card from your graveyard, but banish it when it leaves the field. Also, you can't special summon monsters except for reptiles when this is face up in the monster zone. So this is the worker for the archetype. I have no idea what this archetype does. I mean, they have these bigger monsters than our rarity, so I guess I'll see those later. But this card basically sends two cards to the graveyard. Send this one and then a dark monster from the deck to the graveyard. So Foolish Burial stuff going on here. And then this can get special summoned out of the graveyard. Really, this is just a worker, zero attack and defense. That's all there is to it. I'm not going to really know what this archetype does just by looking at the URs and SRs, unfortunately. But we'll see what potential this deck has. Ghostlit Mourner and Moonlit Chill, wind level 3, zombie tuner, 0 attack, 1800 defense. The first of many level 3 zombie tuners with 0 attack and 1800 defense. If your opponent special summons a monster face up, you can discard this card, then target one of those face up monsters, negate its effects until the end of the turn. Also, if that face up monster leaves the field, the controller takes damage equal to half of its attack. So yeah, this is an archetype of hand traps, which are level 3 zombie tuners, except for one, which is psychic. But nonetheless, they have different attributes. They're all girls. This is the first one we get. Basically, like an effect veiler. Sort of situational effect where it's on a special summon. So if they normal summon, this card cannot hit them. Special summon, yes. Use this like effect veiler, like any effect negation. There's a bonus. You can use this on a bigger monster. They take damage. So this card makes people take damage when they least expect it. Obviously, Duel Exist is too powerful, so they made half the attack, which is still fine. So use this on a big monster for big effect. Hey, in Duel Exist, this can swing a game. This card can single-handedly make your opponent lose a game. Because it'll take big damage if that card's gone. Anyway, that card's gone. Sometimes they could do it themselves. Like, you use it as it on an intermediate card before they synchro or link summon it. And then they get rid of that card, not knowing it was hit by Ghost Mourner and Moonlit Chill. So, yeah. This card's pretty good. It's not as good as the other ones, but still pretty good for this stage of the game. TG Limiter Removal. This is limited 3. Spell card. discard a card, add two TG monsters with different names from your deck to your hand. You can banish this from the graveyard, then target a TG in your graveyard, shuffle it to the deck. And if you control a machine TG, add it to your hand instead. This could be a plus one most of the time, which is why it's limited three. Spend this card and another card, add two cards, so tutor two for two. And then if you have a machine TG, you can get one of the monsters back. So that's why this is a plus one. Pretty good card. TGs aren't going anywhere, so this is more support for an archetype which isn't doing well, which is all fine. Fusion redeployment. This is also limited three. Spell card. Reveal a fusion monster in your extra deck and special summon from your hand or deck one of the fusion materials whose name is specifically listed on the card. Also, you cannot special summon monsters from the extra deck except for fusion monsters when you activate this card. This is a very powerful card. When you think of invokers, Alistair the Invoker is a requirement for the invocation summons. So this can basically special summon Alistair, and then you could tutor invocation when you special summon Alistair. So that's one way you could use this card. This is a very powerful card. Any of those blue eyes, fusions require blue eyes. You can get a free blue eyes out of the deck here. A lot of different uses with this card. Anytime a card specifically named. So like Dark Magician could use this. And then they could use the Dark Magic Circle to target something. That's a nice card. And then the reprint card, Automano Para, which wasn't really played. So it's there. Moving on to the SRs. Neroy the Dream Mirror Trader. Dark level 3 Fiend 1000-1000. If this is a normal or special summon, you can add a Neroy the Dream Mirror Disciple from your deck to your hand, and then you can make this card light. You can tribute one other Dream Mirror monster, choose a Dream Mirror monster from your deck with a different level, and then add a Dream Mirror of Joy or a Dream Mirror of Terror from your deck to your hand that is mentioned on that chosen monster or special summon that monster in defense. This is basically doing a lot for an archetype that's not going anywhere, and that's the Dream Mirror archetype we've got previous box where we had a bunch of those cards. This never really placed in the meta at all, I don't think. This card does a lot. Normal or special summon, you can add a Disciple, which is a light level 3, and then tribute a monster. Then you get the Dream Mirror of Joy or Terror. And then you can special summon another monster. So this does a lot. I don't know what, like, if this archetype will ever be good, but this card does a lot. Horse of the Floral Knights. Win level 3 beast, 400-800. If this is normal or special summon, add a light Noble Knight monster from your deck to your hand. You can use this effect of Horse of the Floral Knights once per turn. During your main phase, you can fusion summon a fusion monster from your extra deck using this card you control and other monsters in your hand or field as fusion. So, this is a Sherry card where they support the Noble Knight archetype, but they're not officially the Noble Knights that play around with equip spells, so that sucks. This kind of gets you towards Centaur Mina, as mentioned many times before. I'm not sure if that's worth a damn at all, so that's unfortunate, but you know, it's here. Sky Striker Mecha Modules Multi-Role. Continuous spell. Once per turn, target one other card you control. Send that card to the graveyard. Also, your opponent cannot activate cards or effects in response to your spell activations for the rest of the turn. Even when this card leaves the field, okay. Once per turn, during the end phase, you can set Sky Striker spells with different names from your graveyard up to the number of Sky Striker spells you activated this turn while this is face up on the field. Nice card. So this card powers up Sky Strikers by sending another card to the graveyard. So that can send another spell. Your opponent can't activate cards and effects in response to your spells. So this makes all your Sky Striker spells very powerful, even non-Sky Striker spells. So this can power up other spells, make a normal spell not countered. Like, you could chain a quick play to a normal spell. This will prevent that prevent some interference on your normal spell. So that's nice. This is a key card for the deck, from what I could see. Pendulum Treasure is a reprint card, but it's pretty good, where you can move a Pendulum Monster from the deck to extra deck, so you can summon it sooner. Oneros, the Dream Mirror Tormentor. Dark, level 10 Fiend Fusion, two Dream Mirror Monsters with different attributes, 3,000, 3,000. When this is face up on the field, it's also a light attribute, okay? You can use each effect once per turn. When a monster effect is activated when you have Dream Mirror of Terror, quick effect negate that effect. If Dream Mirror of Joy is in the field zone, quick effect tribute this card, summon Oneros, the Dream Mirror Earl King from your extra deck in defense. So yeah, this, you know, I don't know what these guys do, honestly, but it's here. It's a quick little fusion of two monsters, 3,000 attack, Dream Mirror of Terror or Joy. I think there's just, it's just too tricky. Like, they have two field spells. They play around with dark and light. If anything gets messed up, then they're done. So, like, it's a very tricky archetype with little payoff, I guess. So, that's really the problem here. Ogdo Abyss, the Ogdo Aedic Overlord. Light level 10 reptile, 3,100, 2,200. If this is in your graveyard, you can tribute three monsters, special summon this card. Once, while this card's face up on the field, quick effects send all monsters on the field to the graveyard, except for face up monsters special summoned from the graveyard. Very powerful card. It does require three cards, so it's basically like an Egyptian god card, if you think about it that way. You want to dispose this card in the graveyard with the effect of the Nunu the Remnant. So, once you can flood the board with your other Ogdo Aedix, get this card out, and then you could basically clear the board of your opponent's monster. So that's nice. Unless they were a graveyard deck, Zombies and Shir Nui, you could kind of think of those guys a little iffy. Other decks, you know, it happens more often than you think with cards coming out of the graveyard. So this might not be a full board clear all the time, but it usually is. And what's nice about this effect is to send all monsters to the graveyard. So it's not a destroy ability. It's not an effect destruction ability. It is a send ability, which is nice. Gookie the Blade Ogre, Earth Warrior, 2400 attack, link 3, 2 or more Gookie monsters, gains 300 attack for each monster it points to. Once per turn, you contribute a monster's card points to on either field, and this card can make a second attack during each battle phase. Very simple card. Two Gookie monsters. 2400 attack. It's link 3, though, so consider that. You want to point this at your opponent's monster so that you can tribute them, and then this can hit twice. Very basic card. Not much more to say there. Brutal Dozer is here. Brutal Dozer is a key piece of Infinitrex, so get that card if you haven't gotten it. Firewall Guardian, Dark Level 4, Cybers, 100 attack, 2000 defense. If this card is sent to the graveyard as material for a link summon of a Cybers, you can special summon this card, but banish it when it leaves the field. When an attack is declared involving your link monster and an opponent's link monster, banish this from the graveyard and negate the attack. If you do, until the end of the turn, this card's original attack, the original attack of the opponent's monster becomes zero. Also, it is unaffected by other card effects except for its own. This card reminds me of Parallel Xyz, and it has some similar things, but it's for link monsters instead of Xyz. It's basically a support for link summoning of Cyberses with no particular archetype, I guess. It's like a Cyberse help card, which isn't useless. It's a useful card if you know what you're doing with it. It has all these other tricky effects against your opponent's link monsters. So that's something that we can watch out for. Firewall Xyz Dragon, Dark Rank 4, Cybers, 2 or more level 4 monsters, 2,500, 2,000. This Xyz summon card gains 500 attack times the total link ranking of link monsters linked to this card. You can detach two materials from this card, then target a link 4 Cybers monster In your graveyard, special summon it to your field so it points to this card. Also, you can't special summon monsters for the rest of the turn. This is, or attack directly for the rest of the turn. This is a big beat stick. Generic level 4, so that's nice. It starts off with 2,500, but then you can make it like a 4,500 if you use the second ability, or you can get a Link 4 Cybers back from the graveyard. So that's nice. You can basically resurrect the Link 4 Cybers. Good late game card. This card could see some play. It's really powerful. And lastly, Apocalypse 4 Towers. Earth level 10 machine, 3,2600. Cannot be special summoned. Requires 3 Klee tributes to normal summon or set. If this is a normal summon or set, it is unaffected by spell or trap effects and by activated effects from main monsters whose original level or rank is lower than this card's level. All special summon monsters lose 500 attack and defense. Once per turn, you can make your opponent send a monster from the hand or side of the field to the graveyard. This is a boss monster for Clip Forts. And they see sporadic play as normal monsters being pendulums and all that. There's a few normal pendulum things. This is one of those. But this is a real boss monster here. It does require 3 tributes. But as they are pendulums, you can get them back. So that's nice. Very powerful card. Unstoppable by spells and traps. And by levels and ranks below 10. So this could only get stopped by Link monsters. They're the only ones that don't have levels or ranks. So getting over Xyz is nice for that. The buffs your opponent, sends a card away. Very powerful card for an archetype that's underwhelming. So yeah, some of these cards are pretty good, but I'm not entirely convinced by this archetype. Ogdoadix seem interesting. This Clipfort card's pretty good. Sarge the Fleur. Sky Strikers aren't there yet, in my opinion, but we'll see what other cards they got later on. Alright, we got the last thing here, Mission Circuit. There's a new card here from Evil Eyes. Zerziel, Ruler of the Evil Eye. Dark Fiend, 2 or more Evil Eye monsters, 2600 Link 3. If this is Link summoned using a monster with 2600 or higher attack as material, he can make a second attack during each battle phase. If this is equipped with Evil Eye Selene, quick effect, you can target a card your opponent controls and destroy it. You can use each this effect once per turn during the next standby phase after this effect was activated, negate the effect of one effect a monster's card currently points to. It's a nice extra deck piece. Evil Eye hasn't seen play since they fell out of the meta, but they've always been a very powerful archetype that makes equipped spells work. Equipped decks are hard to use, but they had really good equipped spells. So this is another piece for that. Basically, an extender. It's a nice late game card for them. This card has nice abilities. And there's more Evil Eye support in the box. So we'll go over some of those later and see if Evil Eyes can get back in the meta. That is it. Thanks for bearing with me today, my allergies. Upcoming news. Early April, Ghost Gals event is retired. Casey Cup's happening April 3rd to 14th. So that's soon. Tour Guide Bingo, new card, Magnet Reverse. Mid-April, Raid Duels face the Great Beast, Tachyon Dragon. Acquire Mizar if you have it, and new cards, Galactic Charity and Dragon Shield. Dual Quest, a new card, Link Party. Late April, Nail Slyonji's event is happening. This is a roaming event. So that's a roaming event, and you can also acquire the character as well. So two regular character unlocks. Royal Cassidy's retired. Duel Links Mission Research and obtain a new legendary duelist from Arc 5. This is Dennis McField. So that is it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.